Good afternoon. My name is Ryan Finnegan. I am Don Finnegan's youngest son, or often referred to as the youngin, 47. And I would like to welcome our distinguished visitors, friends, and family to today's event, which we will take time to honor my father, Don Finnegan, and his 40-plus years of volunteerism and service to our community and our nation. Looking around the room, we have a senator, we have an Indiana representative, a representative from the Indiana 3rd District Congressional Office, the mayor's office, and a Muncie City Council member. We also have a judge, firefighters, veterans, Sons of American veterans, including past national commanders, and AMVETs from our local post. We have Gold Star families, members of Honor and Remember in the Indiana Run for the Fallen, the Patriot Guard Riders, and the American Legion of Selma. However, when you look around the room with titles aside, we see friends and supporters who have helped Dad in his various life missions to make a profound impact he has to date. Thank you all for taking time to join us on this holiday weekend and make this Sunday afternoon special. While I really don't think Don knows the scope of why he's here, which we'll get to shortly, the only heads up he received was from my brother Shane telling him to be at AMVET's post at 2:15 on November 12th and dress nice. Heck, Mom and Dad didn't even know I was flying in from Spokane today. Which, speaking of, can I stay at your house until Wednesday? And can you give me a ride to the airport on your way to Terre Haute? As I would get started, I'd like to ask everyone to raise their hand if Don has touched your life or impacted your life in some small way. Dad, I want you to take a look around at the small portion of lives that you have touched through your tireless and selfless service to others since the 1980s. If we reached out to everyone that you have touched, we'd be holding this event at Lucas Oil Stadium to a packed house. Many of you know Don through either his 12 years of being a baseball coach or maybe 24 years of being a volunteer firefighter with Hamilton Township Volunteer Fire Company. Or maybe it was during his 8 years as a volunteer with the American Red Cross in Muncie, teaching and driving the emergency readiness vehicle, responding to incidents all days, all hours of the day, and all types of weather, providing hot and cold sandwiches, drinks, and snacks to first responders and community members during the worst time of their lives. If it wasn't one of those, it could have been through his 20-plus years of being a member of the American Veterans Sons, where he has served in many capacities, including this very post Sons Commander, the State of Indiana Sons Commander, or the 2013-14 National Sons Commander, or now in his serving role as past National Commander. During his more than 20 years, he's made several walks on the Hill where he spoke with our congressional and Senate elected officials or their representatives addressing vital concerns in our veteran community. Some of these trips he made while recovering from cancer treatments, which often landed him in the hospital sick. However, even against Mom's strong advisement, he went anyways because it is who he is. And last but not least, it could be with his 15 years of Honor and Remember, or 11 years of being the director of the Indiana chapter of Honor and Remember, where he has presented over 320 personalized Honor and Remember flags to our Indiana, Kentucky, Illinois, and Michigan Gold Star families. This doesn't include numerous honor and sacrifice flags he's presented to the families of our first responders who've died as a result of their service to our community. He's also orchestrated and directed 9 Indiana Run for the Fallen, which is a 3-day run covering 140 miles, starting in Fort Wayne and ending in Indianapolis. The run stops at each mile along the way, reading off a name of a fallen Hoosier by name, and in the end, they will have read off a total of 558 names of our fallen heroes. It isn't uncommon for Don to drive several hours one way just to spend 1 hour with the Gold Star family and present them with a personalized flag, simply to ensure that they know their loved one is never forgotten. As a matter of fact, this Wednesday, Don and Shane will kick me out of the car at the Indianapolis airport, hopefully at a low rate of speed, while making a 4.5-hour round trip round trip journey to Terre Haute to present 6 honor and sacrifice flags at the Terre Haute Police Department. But out of all the things Don has done, one of them I feel is his greatest accomplishment is being an amazing dad. He's provided a lot of great life lessons and advice, even if Shane and I may have not listened all the time. Okay? Growing up, we probably didn't listen at all. But hey, we're Finnegans, and that's how we roll. However, looking back now, it was Dad's actions more than his words which proved to be the most valuable life lesson. As many of you have seen, Don is a very passionate person when it comes to things he loves. One of those passionate things back in his younger years was baseball. I mean, he was so passionate one day that he may have kicked out Shane out of a baseball game because Shane decided to ride all over the county on game day and showed up sluggish. And when I say kicked out of the game, not like go sit on the bench. It was like get the hell out of the entire baseball field. I don't even want to see you kind of kicked out. Or maybe it was the time he decided to provide me some sound pitching advice when we were playing a team my junior summer and they tried a risky suicide squeeze, which if you don't know what that is, that's when a runner tries to steal home from third when the pitcher's pitching it. So Dad was sitting behind the plate about the time he gives me this sound advice. Next time he tries that, son, put it in his damn ear. As the crowd got dead silent. Now, just to clear the record, I didn't put it in his damn ear. I put it over his head in the middle of the backstop with probably the hardest pitch I'd ever thrown in my life trying. May have gotten close to being ejected. Me and Dad almost got a quick ride home. But that's the many traits of passion that Dad has passed down to us. Don also has a servant's heart. This was very evident every time the fire station started its long winding pitch and when the tones went off, he was en route. It didn't matter if it was a close baseball game he was coaching, he was running across the parking lot to gear up and go. Or if it was Thanksgiving or Christmas Day, if someone's house was on fire, he would sacrifice his valuable time with us to help others in their time of need. I think subconsciously this led my brother and I down a path of servitude to our nation and our communities. Both Shane and I are veterans, and he went on to retire as a police officer and help Dad with flag presentations and other honorary member projects, and if you need him, he is there. I serve as one of our VFW officers, a water tender driver with our local fire district, and volunteer with the Washington State Fallen Heroes Project and present honorary member flags as they are ready to be presented. Dad never told us, this is what you should do. He just led the way with his heart, and we followed along. So, Dad, thank you for all that you've done for us and for all the lives that you've touched throughout the entire United States and made a forever impact on. Next, I would like to call up to speak my brother, Shane Finnegan.
I'm Shane Finnegan. I'm Don and Susie's oldest and best-looking son. So I have met a lot of you in here before. And it's really impressive to see, and one, like you mentioned, we really should have went with a bigger environment because, you know, just the amount of lives that my dad has impacted. I mean, we've watched him for 40 years now doing all that he does, and it's nice to see that everybody else recognizes it. You know, when I got a hold of my brother and said, you know, we need to put something together, you know, the invites that were going out were coming back quick with yeses. Overwhelming. I think very, very few couldn't actually make it because they had something more to do. So we have people here locally. Actually, a small population that's in here today is actually local. We have people that came from across the country to 3 hours from here just to be here to honor my dad. So, you know, we're very proud of you. I hope you're surprised because we've been trying for a month to keep it that way. So we're very proud of you and Mom, and you know, hope you keep up the good work.
Now, Now, Dad, you can figure out why you're here. So if you kept this a secret, we really appreciate this. Dad knew something was going on, but doesn't quite know the magnitude, and now you're going to find out. So, Dad, if you can join us up on stage. I'd also like to welcome Indiana House District 33 State Representative, Mr. J.D. Prescott.
Thank you all for being here today. You know, yesterday when I was reading the Bible yesterday morning, I was in the book of John, and there was, with yesterday being Veterans Day, there was a verse that just jumped out to me. In John chapter 15, verse 13, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And as I was reading that verse, I was thinking about our veterans, our men and women in uniform, that lay their life on the line for our country each and every day, and especially those that have given the ultimate sacrifice. And Don Finnegan knows that better than anyone in here. Helping each of those families with the honor to remember, honor and remember, and the Run for the Fallen. And he's touched so many of your lives and helped those that have lost their loved ones and shown their, given his support and his time and the flag, helped present the flags when they needed that most. So it's my great honor today to present the Indiana Sagamore of the Wabash Award to Don Finnegan. Sons of Indiana derives in part from the qualities possessed by the noble chieftains of the Indian tribes which once roamed its domain, and whereas it's been a moralized custom of the state of Indiana to attract, to support those who have exhibited such qualities, and whereas there has endeared himself to the citizens of Indiana one Don Finnegan, distinguished by the humility in living, his loyalty and friendship, his wisdom and counsel, and his inspired leadership. Now, therefore, recognize his greatness, and desiring to avail myself of his counsel, I do hereby appoint the chieftain upon my staff with the rank of title Sagamore of the Wabash, signed Eric J. Holcomb.
Prescott. Next, I would like to welcome up Steve Justice, congressional aide to Congressman Jim Banks of Indiana's 3rd District.
Good afternoon. Again, my name is Steve Justice. I'm with Congressman Jim Banks' office. Unfortunately, he wouldn't be able to be here today, but he knows your great efforts and all that, so he wanted to give something special for you here today as well. Of course, the congressman is a veteran himself, as he served in the Navy. So allow me to read a letter on his behalf from Congressman Jim Banks. Mr. Finnegan, as the representative of Indiana's 3rd Congressional District, I wish I could be here in person to congratulate you on receiving the Sagamore of the Wabash Award, the highest honor one can receive from the governor of Indiana. It is an award reserved only for individuals who have demonstrated a true outstanding commitment of service to the governor of the state. And that is why you are entirely deserving of it. I was amazed when I first read about your more than 30 years of direct community involvement, beginning with your service as a volunteer fireman for 24 years and your service with the American Red Cross for 15 years. Since 2002, you have been an active member of the Sons of American Veterans, and since 2013, you have served as State Director of the Honor and Remember. You also serve as the Director of Indiana Run for the Fallen. These civic organizations and institutions are the fiber that makes up and holds together the fabric of our society, and indeed, of the makes American freedoms. You have set an example of service for generations and have helped sustain the memory of those Americans, patriots, willing to take up arms and defend hope, honor, and home. Your remarkable contribution to the state of Indiana is treasured, and the service you offer should fill you with pride. Cherish this moment and know that it is men like you that make America great. Sincerely, Jim Banks, Member of Congress, Indiana 3rd District. So. Weekends like this are just, it's truly an honor for me to be at these type of places and all that. And obviously, we all here do respect the flag here. So, and of course, we give honor to the flag. But this flag here is just a little bit different here, okay? So let me read this here from our office here, the flag of the United States of America. This is to certify the accompanying flag was flown over the United States Capitol on October 17, 2023. As a request of Honorable Jim Banks, Member of Congress, this flag was flown in honor of Don Finnegan, the Indian Director of Honor and Community. The Honor Director of the Indian Fallen and a recipient of the prestigious Sagamore of the Wabash. So, Mr. Finnegan, you deserve this flag, so thank you for your contribution to our state.
Mr. Justice. Next, I would like to call up the Honorable Judge Donald Gillespie.
You know, I knew what you called me, Brian. I told you.
Wait. The call was a $100 bill that I was supposed to deliver to Don yesterday or today. He said, put it under the mat. I'm going to have an event at the Post. I don't know anything about it, but I'm supposed to dress up and be there at 2:15. So there's your $100 bill, Brian.
Which you could have put any time. Hopefully not that far. You could have done that.
Well, today I had a special drive I had to make to Indianapolis Airport. I'd like to introduce Jennifer. I picked her up. She's from Colorado. She's the state director of Honor and Remember in Colorado. She flew in. She flew in today. She's flying out tonight. She said she was. I talked to her once I found out, and she said, I'm coming. And I said, well, we'll pick you up and get you there. So, Jennifer, thank you for coming in. I met Don in 2015, Indiana's first Indiana Run for the Fallen. It was a lucky 13 runners. And got to know Don a little bit at that time. I was out of my element in that group. There was people running 5.5 minute miles, and I wasn't going to run a 5.5 minute mile at the time. But got to know Don real well. Then the next year, he'd asked me to basically be in charge of the runners. And Don and I started making phone calls back and forth. 2018 will stand out probably when we had America's Run. We were in Indiana 10 days that time, and I don't know. I'm sure Susie got mad at me for calling at all times of the night. I think Don and I probably talked, what do you say, hundreds of times. And we were working on that run, and it was fun to work with him. But what I remember about Don is just his volunteerism. And I started thinking about last, it's been over a year, when I made my first contact to Representative Prescott's office and asked him about this award. And there's paperwork, of course, you have to fill out, and there's jumps through them hoops. But I couldn't think of anybody better than Don Finnegan. Not only does it, he lives it. He lives, it's his passion, people. And you know that. I've come to this post many times at meetings, but everybody knows Don Finnegan. In Portland, I'm pretty well known, but not like Don Finnegan. And it's just my honor, basically, to get to know him and work with him. And so I do thank JD for pushing this through, but I also have another helper, Representative Dave Abbott. I contacted Dave. I actually stand at his son's marker with Dave and Lori the last 2 years. And he could not be here today. So I talked to him the other night, and he sent me a letter. I wanted to make sure I could read it. So I'll read it to you. Dear Don, Lori and I are very sorry we're unable to attend today. Unfortunately, I need to be in Texas for the next few days on state business. But we wanted to know how much we appreciate over the years your commitment to honor and remember Chapter and your unwavering support for all our veterans and especially our fallen. We both remember when we first met you shortly after our son Nicholas was killed in Iraq in 2007. You were always there for us. We so much appreciate your untiring commitment to honoring the fallen. And we are so proud to display the beautiful flag you gave us in his memory. Events honoring our soldiers, such as the annual Run for the Fallen, will always be held dear to our hearts. Year after year, we have stood with tears in our eyes, watching those incredible men and women run up to salute us and say Nick's name aloud in remembrance. It will always and forever be etched in our memories. We would also like to thank you for your important contributions to helping me get legislation passed that now allows state buildings to fly the Honor Remember flag, a proud bill passing for Indiana indeed. We cannot think of no one more deserving to receive this high honor of the Sagamore and the Wabash. Thank you, Don, for having the love in your heart to help everyone remember our loved ones who gave the ultimate sacrifice. Congratulations, David and Lori Abbott.
Next, I would like to welcome Senator Scott Alexander, representative of the 26th District of the great state of Indiana.
Congratulations, Don. I overheard Don when he came in. He was coming in to me, so I had been here a little bit sooner, but I couldn't find a parking space. kind of made me giggle. I'm not surprised to see all these people in the room.
I don't even know who's here.
But I'll be brief. I just want to. I mean, there are very few people that rise to the level of service. There's lots of people that give back to their community, but there are very few people that rise to the level of service, as we all know that you have done, and I can tell that you're really excited about all this attention. But honestly, on behalf of the state of Indiana, I want to thank you for your service and congratulate you on your Sagamore Award. You are a blessing to this community, a blessing to this state, and thank you very much, and we love you.
Thank you, Senator. I'd like to welcome up Deb Gass from the National AMVETS Ladies Auxiliary Americanism Office out of Post 91 in Monticello.
Well, I want you to get a little closer.
Okay. All right.
Don't trust her.
Who said that? Jason. Yeah. I'll get to you later. Okay. Good afternoon. Yes, I'm Deb Goss, and I'm the AMVETS National Ladies Auxiliary Americanism Officer. On behalf of the AMVETS National Ladies Auxiliary President, Amy DePira, she's going to give you a hug. And the national officers and myself, we want to congratulate you on receiving this prestigious recognition from the state of Indiana. The AMVETS Ladies Auxiliary understands the importance of the Honor and Remember mission, and we will continue to support this cause. Thank you, Don, for all that you do for recognizing the sacrifice of America's fallen military members and their families. God bless us all, and God bless America. And also, this is another hug from Carol King, okay, Executive Carol. Director. Thank you, John.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I think you said last time. Almost.
Next, I'd like to welcome Rick Balmer, Gold Star brother.
Rick here.
And Russ Bauer of the Indiana Patriot Guard Riders.
Senior Aide Captain for the Patriot Guard Riders, and I didn't know I was going to be talking, so I could probably keep this brief, but met Don many years ago at a mission, and I felt that Honor and Remember was an outfit that I could support because of their mission statement and the fact that they honor fellow soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines who not only lost their life in service, but the key words are as a result of their service. I have a family member that I lost on account of his service, and nobody ever talks about that. And when George and Don and the kids for Honor Remember made it known that that was okay with them, then I knew that was an outfit that I was going to stand behind. And I'm proud to be Don's friend and proud to help present. I presented a couple flags on my own before, and I'm always happy to do it. And I've met so many cool people in his group that really became part of my group, the Indiana Patriot Guard, and I'm just happy to be his friend. And they made me lie to him yesterday because he point blank asked me at the flag presentation, "What are you doing tomorrow?" I'm watching the Packers game. I don't like lying very much, but I didn't have much choice. So anyway.
Buy me a beer, so.
And he refused a shot of Fireball.
Thanks, Russ. I'm Rick Balmer. My family and I lost my youngest brother in Iraq in 07. He was the youngest of nine, and in 2017 was my first encounter with Don and Russ. Russ escorted Ryan's casket from the church where services were delivered to the cemetery where he's buried. And back in those days, you all know there was a little bit of nefarious things going on, and I appreciate Russ and his group making sure everything went smooth through that time period. So back to 2017, my younger brother Thomas found Don's Facebook page. told all about the honoring, remembering, and the personalized flags that Don and his group did. And of course, that was the 10th year of his death, and we were doing everything we could to honor Ryan at that time. So long story short, we got a hold of Don, got the flag made, and with that being said, Russ and the Patriot Guard, they sponsored the flag that year for us. And since then, with the charity group, we're still active since 2017. And Don and the Honor Remember group has been probably one of the most, the largest amount of money that we have donated to any one group. His work, what he does to commemorate and honor Ghost Star families is, it's very touching to me. And one of the reasons why I think our group has sponsored at least a dozen, maybe a little bit more flags. I've been with Don through Indiana, Illinois, Michigan to present flags. And by the way, when I get up front here, Don gets nervous. So, but with that being said, every time I've been up like this, I've been there to honor Don and to do what he's done. And I realized that I knew how much he had done for Honor and Remember. I didn't realize how much he had done through all the other areas of his life and his volunteering. And all I can say is when I grow up, I want to be just like him. So, I'd also like to thank Susie, Shane, Ryan. Without your guys' support, Don wouldn't be able to do what he does. And I just can't say enough about that. So, and I'd also like to thank my wife that drove me along up here. Thank you, hon. Without her support, I wouldn't be able to do what we do with our group to be able to raise money to give back to Don and his group. So, one of the other groups we donate to is Quilts of Valor. They give away quilts to veterans. And with all the accomplishments I've heard from Don here today, I do know a lot of women that sew. I think I'm going to get him a cape for the next time we meet. All right. So back to where we're here for. Our fundraisers, Don was supposed to be at this past October. He had to work. Don, Amy still says you can say no. Don knows what that joke is. He was supposed to come in and to our, what we have is a paddle auction. It's one of our biggest fundraisers for the Ryan Ballmer Veterans Memorial Fund. I was going to give him this at that time. We have he's actually a funeral director. He took care of us, the family, and Ryan when Ryan was killed in 07, and since then he's been very close to the family. But he does this artwork on the side, and he asked if he could make something out of this. And of course, you know, I had to say yes. I was going to give it to him then at the auction, but I think this is even more appropriate. This is very impromptu, and I think this is more appropriate to give this to him. But this is made by Daryl Hanley. He lives in Mishawaka. He goes under Silver Fox Art, and I'd like to present Don his own flag.
Checked with Russ yesterday. He said, yeah, I just got done presenting a flag with your dad, and he asked me about tomorrow, so I played real dumb, and I was like, all right, he still doesn't know. So we made it. Next, I would like to welcome past National Commander of the Sons, Paul Spiegel, on behalf of Commander Bryant, the current National Sons, National Sons and Vets Commander.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm here officially on behalf of the National Sons of Ambulance Commander, Bobby Bryant, and he thanks you for all your service to the honorary member and everything that you've done and his officers. That's official. Unofficial. Ryan sent me a message a couple months ago, it's been a while ago, and he asked me if I'd be interested in coming out for this little festivities. And I didn't even think twice. Bam. I'm coming. One way or the other, I'll be there. And through the years, I think I met Don somewhere around 06, in that area. And I've watched him, and he's been the mentor that I followed through the National Sons of Man Vets and everything that he's done. Personally, one of the best friends I ever have. Thank you for everything. Congratulations. Thank you.
So Paul sent me a message the other day, and he's like, hey, can you give me a call? So I give him a call. He's like, hey, is your dad going to be down at the post on Saturday night? I was like, I don't know. And he's like, well, can you make sure he's not? I was like, he doesn't even know I'm coming to town. He was like, all right, well, if I run into him, I'll just tell him I'm out scouting combines. That way he doesn't think anything of it. And then sure as heck, Dad shows up here yesterday. So. And lastly, before we turn it over to Dad, I'd like to welcome up longtime core runner of the Indiana Run for the Fallen, Mr. Johnny Butler.
My name is Johnny Butler. In addition to being a core runner with Indiana Run for the Fallen, I've been hanging out with some misfits called Indiana Patriot Guard for many, many years, specifically Russ, doing some missions. I've met several Gold Star families, but did not get fully involved until 2018. I saw a message on Facebook about Don Gillespie trying to get some runners for Indiana. I thought, this is something that I want to do. And I found out that you have to carry a flag and run a 9-mile better pace all the day long for many days. And still, every one of us standing up here have all answered judges' call to go out and run a mile or more. Backs of our shirts say, I survived Finnegan Mile. 1 mile equals 5,280 feet. This one's just over a mile, guys, said Don Finnegan. About 16. Oh, many, many times. Finnegan Mile equals 16,404 feet. So we just really appreciate everything that Don's done. As Rick was saying, you know, when we grow up, we want to be like Don. The service that he has done, not just with an honorary member, not just with a runner, fallen, but his service to the community. Firefighter, service to the state, meeting with other Gold Star families. And I'd like to take at least a minute. We haven't done so yet. I'd like to have all the Gold Star families stand up, please. Thank you. We We always honor their selfless sacrifice because that is why we're here. Yesterday was Veterans Day, an Armistice Day, and we recognize those who have served us going out into the world. They chose to serve. Not everybody came home. And that's where Honor Remember has come in, to continue to recognize that selfless sacrifice. George Lutz could not be here, and George Lutz is the founder of Honor Remember due to the death of his son, Tony Lutz, on December 29, 2005, in Iraq by a sniper. Meeting other Gold Star families afterwards, finding out that there was no national symbol for Gold Star families. So he created one, the Honor Remember flag, that was launched in 2008, Memorial Day weekend. And since then, we've given over 4,000 specific flags to Gold Star families. As I said, all these runners, we've all had reasons for our own to run, and it's the Gold Star families that keeps us coming back year over year. You coordinate us, Don, for the most part. You get us the hotel rooms. We appreciate that. Got to sleep somewhere. Don't want to sleep in the RV. Not with a broken bathroom.
RV awesome is okay.
Yeah. RV awesome. George Lutz cannot be with us today, so I'd like to read a letter from George. On the occasion of the SAG Award, although I am unable to attend this unique and unprecedented event, it is my honor to send this letter of greeting and recognition of Don Finnegan and an acknowledgement of the special award he is to receive this afternoon. I've known Don for over a decade, and throughout that journey, I've noted him to be a man of purpose and tenacity. Proud to call him a friend. I've never seen him shy away from any level of responsibility, from being national president of the Sons of the Ambets to the simple reverence of a gravesite presentation to a Gold Star family. Don is a man of service, always thinking of others and never of himself. Among his many other responsibilities, he has served faithfully in the role of Indiana State Chapter Director of Honor and Remember. Through this role, he has selflessly given his time, treasure, and talent to the remembrance of Indiana's fallen service members and the Gold Star families left behind. Through years of organizing special events like Indiana's Run for the Fallen, Gold Star banquets, and personalized flag presentations, he has tirelessly and many times single-handedly sought out the opportunity to remember, oftentimes reaching independently to each family one at a time. Over 300 families have been personally blessed with Honor Remember flags throughout this state through his state efforts. Governor Eric Holcomb reserves the Sagamore for those who have gone above and beyond and contributed to their communities or to the state in an extraordinary manner. As Don Finnegan exemplifies the parameters and qualifications of this accolade, it comes as no surprise that he be considered and bestowed this most prestigious governor's award. Congratulations, Don. May this serve as a constant reminder that your efforts do not go unnoticed, and that you are surrounded by family, friends, and peers that love and admire you. Respectfully, George Lutz, Executive Director of Honor Remember.
Dad, your legs getting sore yet? And I was probably off in some of my initial numbers because I couldn't call Dad to ask him, like, how long were you at the Red Cross? So it's kind of general. But now I would like to turn the microphone over to Indiana's newest recipient of the Sagamore of the Wabash, my dad, our dad, Mr. Don Finnegan.
I still don't know who's all here. trying to spy around here a little bit. And, well, first of all, and you know, I don't even know what the heck to say. That's a little unusual, I guess. Where's Patrick at for the runners? Riles, I see him. Well, so we have our golf event, our first one here a month ago, and we were talking about Finnegan's Mile. You know, they've been harsh on me, but a couple of the miles are just a little bit longer than a mile, maybe, you know, mileish. And so they said, hey, you only got a few minutes to speak when we're opening up this ceremony for these golfers. So, okay, I got to go through honor, remember, honor, sacrifice, the run. I'll get it done. Even Christy said, I don't know if you can do that. There's no way, Don. And I said, well, okay, I can get her. And then he said, well, you just need Finnegan's Minute. Funny, I haven't forgotten that. First of all, I had a little overwhelmed because I had no place to park. I don't know if I've ever seen that at this post before, having been a member, I don't know, over 20 years. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think my volunteerism and how some of that started, actually, you know, I was a baseball coach, and because I was an old baseball player back in the day. And so Susie, my wife of almost 53 years, and sitting next to her, well, be my right, her left, is her mom, Janice, who's heading on 94 here in March. They lost their dad. Her husband was 72 years here about 2.5 years ago, and he always came out on our run. He was always there because his oldest brother was killed 2nd of November of 1944 in the Battle of the Hurricane Forest in the corner of Belgium and Germany. So if you want to know a historic battle from World War II, go to the Battle of the Hurricane Forest. And how many deaths were created in America because they wanted the shortcut through the woods. Yeah. But anyway, that's another subject. So I was coaching, and Susie asked this guy across the lot, because that's where the fire department was, and said, how does my husband join the fire department? Well, yeah, he grabbed my arm and headed in. 24 years later, you know, I finally come home. But because once it's in your blood, it's tough. It's difficult. It's very rewarding. But the reason I mention this, I think all my volunteerism comes about to where I am today. And I truly believe all this, from the Sons of Amvets to the firefighting, to the Red Cross, meeting people, dealing with people, brings me to the families of the fallen. I mean, I thought of this a couple years ago, I guess, in that it's hard to say it was a passion, and it's hard to describe. People say, well, how do you do what you do? And I said, well, I don't know. I really don't. It's internal. Every one of us in this room has something internal that gives them drive to do whatever they love to do. Whether it could be the legislature, as hard as that is to believe sometimes, you know, to be able to go through that abuse sometimes into that, you know. So I got the easy part of this, you know. But presenting flags, is certainly when you drop a flag with a name on it, is very emotional. People say, how you do it? And I say, well, you got to separate yourself at that moment. The emotion comes when you get to meet the family and hear their stories before or after. That in itself is the drive that you get, because these families are why we're all in here today. Obviously, the veterans that served gave us that freedom and was able to come home. But those that didn't come home that paid the ultimate sacrifice for us, give us this ability to enjoy this beautiful today. And I can't think of anything finer. And to the Patriot Guard, I've been a big resource for us, big partnership. John Petro, John didn't speak, but put your hand up, John. John's the actual president of Indiana for their state ride captain. I met Tim Kiefer down in Southeast Batesville at a presentation a long time ago. He said, you got to meet the rest of these ride captains. And he sent me the list. I know them all. And everywhere I go around Indiana, I want them there with me when I'm presenting flags. Because they're standing up holding our American flag. To our runners, which I didn't see you all buried out through there. I see them now. I didn't even see you out there. Maybe that was on purpose. I mean, they have made this event. We do the background work, but we turn it over to them. And Johnny was being a little kind on this mile per mile, but most of our runners run 12 to 20 miles a day. And it's not just a continuous run. They run, stop. Then they have to put up with me. You know, that's a full-time job. So, but it's for the runners, at the end of the day, it's tough, emotionally and physically, meeting the families. And we know where the stops are, normally where the families will show, and it's just special. I do thank both of my sons, I think, and... That's a little humor. You know, both of them served. Obviously, I didn't have the gonads to do that, so they picked me up. And I'm the runt of the boys, as you can see. And it's been a world to have them, watch them grow, and watch them become what I'm going to call a young man, even though they're starting to get up there a little bit. It is very, very special. And... each has their own. I used to tell Shane, I said, well, you don't speak very much. He said, I speak when I have something to say. I think he was talking to me. I'll talk about anything. But Ryan's too much like me, the good and the bad. And so Shane, he goes a lot more on his mom and personality-wise, but he is a listener. And highly educated, both the boys got their undergraduate degrees later in life. Shane actually got his master's, followed up, both of them on the dean's list. Now that's funny if you know. Because you know? Back in the day, there was some discussion on schoolwork, grades, basketball, hanging around, just showing up to school. No, I don't have time for all this, nor do you, but 3 months before graduation, 1991, Shane decided he was done with Delta High School. And we had cap and gowns, we had everything. And he decided, I don't want to go. So it was a few words, but to his merit, he did what he said he would. He graduated the next year through a career center, which was Delta honored their credits because he had to have that to be able to join the Army. So in 92, he went in the Army, and then the short story of this was he spent 13 years in the police department, had to retire out a little early, and then he ended up getting his undergrad and master's, I don't know, 2 years, 2.5 years, whatever the total was. So he obviously has come back and of course he'd always tell me, I told you I'd do that. So yes, he did, and he did what he said he would. So, and the only reason Ryan went to school is because he couldn't play basketball. Okay, in a sense, because you know, school's not fun. You gotta, and he did his deal. He played, always played up there against Jay County a lot of times, or played up not too far. obviously went to Delta, and had some offers, but he ended up going to the Marine Corps instead because he said, I'm not paying that kind of money for go to college. He said, they can pay for it later, and they did. So he spent 7 years in the Corps and has the injuries to go with it, but he's hanging in there. So anyway, not to ramble, this is and you're right, I had no idea. I mean, I knew there's some things going on because he calls me after another flag parade. I'm coming back from Frankfurt. And he said, the word on the street is that you're planning on doing something on the 12th of November. I said, well, I have an offer to go up to Gary. I don't know, it was some program up there. I don't have to present, so it's kind of nice when I don't have to work it. And he said, no, you can't do nothing. You have to be here at the post on that day. And so I asked him a couple questions. I got no answers. And so this is where it ends up, I guess. So, but I don't know what else you got. I just thank everybody for me. I'm sure I'm missing something. You know, the sons, the riders here, ladies auxiliary, some good friends that we have always presented flags with, and it's been a special trip. Now, I guess to say this, Johnny and I met a week ago. Obviously, he forgot to mention this. So I'm trying to back off a couple things a little bit. One's to run a little bit. I'm trying to. We got some other involvement, some folks. I want to step up to help out, which is a good thing. I'm getting a little older for all that stuff. Flags, to be honest with you, as long as I'm breathing, I'll present flags. As long as I can do it. And that's it. Thank you, guys. Love y'all. Thank you.
Close the presentation of the Sagamore of the Wabash, we would be remiss if we didn't honor the woman who stood by my dad and supported him in all his endeavors and our family for 52 years, our mom, Susie Finnegan. Mom, for all your love and unwavering support, we wouldn't be who we are today without you, and Dad wouldn't have been able to make the impact he has around the country without your loving support. As we wrap up the ceremony, Shane and I would like to extend a heartfelt thank you to Judge Gillespie for putting our dad in for this award and for the many hours that you invested in helping us make this what it is today. Also, a huge thank you to all those that spent time incognito helping us set this up, including Nora Powell, Johnny Butler, Russ Bauer, John Reeder, and all the stuff that you see down here at the Post. Thank you, Senator and Representative, and everyone that came out today. We really appreciate you, the Indiana Patriot Guard. Thank you for being here. And with that, we have some cake in the back. We invite you to have a piece of cake. There's some non-alcoholic beverages back there, Cokes and things. If you want alcoholic beverages, we've got young lady right here, as well as in the front. So we hope that you will stay and converse a little bit. And thanks again for coming and joining us.